This is Dennis Michelson. It's time to go down on the farm and tell you about a great event coming up hosted by our friends at Purdue Extension. Joining me on the hotline to tell you all about the 2026 Indiana Organic Grain Farmers Meeting. It's coming up Wednesday, February 18th. It's Ashley Adair. Ashley, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dennis. I appreciate being here.
Well, Ashley, you do such a great job, and so do everybody over there at Purdue Extension when it comes to getting the information out that the producers really need to learn about. And I think that's what this Indiana Grain Farmers Meeting is all about.
Yeah, we are excited to host this event once again in West Lafayette at the Beck Center. And we've got a couple new topics for the organic grain farmers available this year, so we're excited to offer a couple of new things to folks.
Why is this event so important to Indiana farmers who might have gone that organic route?
I think this event is a huge opportunity for folks to build their network. I've met a number of organic grain farmers across the state who might be the only person in their county or their region that's producing organic grain and organic products. So I think this event is an awesome opportunity for folks to connect with like-minded individuals and just build a community of practice around what they're doing.
And a lot of the producers do this for the right reasons. They really believe in what they are doing, growing a cleaner crop, I guess you could say. But at this time of our cycle of ag economics, getting a little premium for growing organic is certainly a benefit right now on the financial side of the ledger.
Absolutely. That's a huge motivator for folks to participate in organic grain. And I will say there's lots of folks that grow organic grain in Indiana that are also producing conventional grain. So it's an opportunity to diversify your portfolio, whether you're looking to be fully organic years down the line, or if you're looking to keep some conventional production in your system.
And I think some of these organic growth methods, especially when it comes to weed control, you know, it's like what's old is new again. Folks are going that alternative route to try to attack some of these weeds that have become resistant to the chemicals.
That's right. And while it is sometimes controversial to think about soil disturbance as a way of controlling weeds, there is something to be said for steel in the field not producing any resistant weeds over time. So lots of options out there for conventional and organic growers alike to consider as we're dealing with weeds that are tougher and tougher to manage as we head into the future.
Ashley, at this year's meeting, I think you've got a really terrific keynote speaker. Tell folks about him.
Yes, we're excited to host Joel Groover from Western Illinois University as our keynote this year. For folks who haven't been aware of Joel's work, he is the director of the Organic Research Program at Western Illinois and has been farming organically at their research farm for decades now. He has a wealth of experience and knowledge, and we're just really grateful to have him come in and talk about some of the latest research and his experiences growing as an organic researcher out there in Western Illinois.
And bringing practical experience to the group is so important.
Absolutely. There's something to be said for the best teacher being experience and the ability to learn from each other and build this network, I think, is just absolutely huge.
And it's very important for a group of organic farmers to have their own conference where people understand they're all facing the same struggles.
Yes, it's really great to have an opportunity to bring folks together who are like-minded and just have an opportunity to learn from each other in a space where it's relatable. What they're doing and some of the challenges that folks are facing are really similar across the board for organic growers. So we're just really grateful to have a platform to share this with folks.
In addition to a great keynote speaker, you're going to have a lot of very important sessions as well.
Yes. So this year, we're excited to offer some familiar and some new sessions to folks. So if folks have attended in the past, they will see a familiar organic grain market update from Argus Media on our agenda. But they will also see a new session to folks, which is a 2026 Organic Grain Farmers Weather Outlook with the Indiana State Climate Office. So we're excited to have Austin Pearson from the Indiana State Climate Office present on that for us. We're also excited to have a panel on farm profitability to kind of round out our agenda for the day. So in addition to that, we have some familiar and some new breakout sessions as well. So some research updates for folks, a certifier Q&A, and of course, as always, some vendor and exhibitor networking time. We're excited to have several returning vendors as well as new vendors to our exhibitor list for 2026. So hopefully folks will have some good opportunities to connect with new exhibitors and familiar exhibitors at this event.
A great little mini trade show right there at the seminar. I think this is a very important part of what makes this event so special.
Yes, and we're really grateful to have support from exhibitors new and old at this event. It really helps round out the experience for folks and gives those exhibitors an opportunity to connect with new growers as well.
Very important, the support that you have through Purdue University as well, because this is an area of agriculture, Ashley, that is sometimes underserved.
Yes, absolutely. And to a certain extent, it makes sense that our audience hasn't seen as much support from the powers that be, because this industry is small compared to conventional agriculture. But on the other hand, this industry is steadily growing. We've had stable and steady growth in organic agriculture across the board, whether it's produce or grains, over the last decade or so. So I am grateful for the support from Purdue and from our research funders to help make events like this possible for a growing segment of agriculture in Indiana.
Ashley, why do you think we're seeing so much growth in that organic space here over the last decade?
There is a lot of consumer demand out there for, as we talked about earlier, this kind of idea of clean food. So folks are really interested in knowing where their food comes from. They're interested in purchasing products that help them figure out where their food comes from. And the USDA organic label is one of the most recognized labels in the marketplace that has a lot of different kinds of labels in it. So USDA organic is a pretty recognizable one, and one that I feel that our farmers and our consumers will back because they understand more of how that label works, maybe compared to some of the others.
Purdue Extension hosting the 2026 Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting coming up Wednesday, February 18th, out there at the beautiful Beck Agricultural Center there in West Lafayette. Just $80 to register. Ashley, remind folks how easy it is to get more information about this event.
You can visit our website. If you Google Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting, it'll take you directly to our landing page where you can register for the event. And if you are an exhibitor that's interested in sponsoring this event, you can also find a link to our sponsorship information. If you have any further questions, you can feel free to reach out to me directly via email or phone. So you can find me at 765-496-6362 or at holmes9@purdue.edu.
From Purdue Extension, Ashley Adair, thank you so much for going down on the farm with me today.
Thanks, Dennis. It's been fun.
Greg Sollier, Zillian Ag Weather. That's what's coming up next.